She's back. Hey. And married.
Yeah, officially taken.
Yeah, officially.
No,
officially.
You know what I mean.
It's me, Gina, Shannon, Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Shannon is back. She's married. How are you feeling right now, Shannon?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah?
It was a crazy weekend and everything, but the ceremony and, well, I can't say the reception went off without a hitch, but I had a good about 5 hours during my wedding where there was no drama.
No. Wow. It's funny because we talked about the photographer issue. And then
the chapel,
and then it was the till death do us part, you know, speak now forever,
right, peace.
And it was like none of that happened. It was all different stuff.
We're going to talk about it later in the show.
Yeah.
But you'll want to stick around for it because I promise you.
Yeah.
It was craziness.
Yes, this is Shannon special.
I know, right? I know someone's like, of course this would only happen to you.
Of course it would only happen to you. Well, we're glad you're back.
Thank you.
We are glad that you're back. Hopefully you enjoyed your time away and, you know, with hiccups aside.
Absolutely. I got some downtime in too, so that was nice.
The pictures looked fantastic.
Yeah, I got, you know, they're just ones from my phone. So yeah. I can't wait until, like, the photographer who actually showed up and didn't cancel on me.
There you go.
Like the first photographer, she was fantastic. So I'm waiting for those, and I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to that as well. We'll be here all morning. Stick with us as long as you can.
It's the morning bell.
Shannon.
Yeah.
I was at 40 degrees when I walked out of my front door this morning.
It's nice to have some of the cooler temperatures right now. It's been pretty hot lately, like unusually hot.
I mean, I didn't feel like it was like crazy hot.
Well, fine. You're from Florida, but here, I mean, it's for this time of year, it's a little much during the day.
A little toasty?
It's a little toasty. Like, we went straight to summer, completely skipped spring.
I know. You know how I felt about that.
Yeah, well, today we're still dealing with the smoke haze from all the wildfires. Mm-hmm. It is going to be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s, and we desperately need it. I know you don't want to hear this, but we need rain up here, and that will happen this weekend. So,
rain.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the rain?
Everything outside is all dried out.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that kind of
stuff. Yeah. You don't have a lawn to maintain.
I do not. Somebody else does that because I live in an apartment.
Well, I'm looking forward to the rain this weekend. We definitely do need it.
Cool. Well, I'm not.
It's the morning bell.
It's me, Gina, Shannon, Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Shannon Scoop is on the way.
You know, Rick Ross's car show happened this weekend.
Yes, I do.
He had a surprise guest. Okay. I'll tell you who that was coming up at 6:50.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, school's officially out this week for most students and teachers if they aren't out already.
Nice.
And I have good news for teachers and school staff members who have been, you know, put in that work all year long. You're going to be able to get free Imagine Movie Theater tickets every Wednesday for shows before 5 p.m.
That's cool.
Yeah, all you have to do is provide proof of employment. It starts June 21st through July 20th. So if you're available during the day to go check out a movie, make sure that you take advantage if you can.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool, especially because we talked about how the biggest movies of the year come out during the summertime. So you get to watch the biggest movies of the year for free. You just got to do it, you know, early in the daytime. But you don't have to go to work.
Right.
You got nothing but time and opportunity, baby.
Go take advantage. Oh, well, you know that I said I would keep talking about Rick Ross's car show because he's provided us with some hilarious audio clips, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it happened over the weekend. And according to the sheriff's office, despite, you know, the neighbors' concerns, they were trying to stop him from getting permits for it. It actually was well planned out.
Okay.
He communicated very well with the city, and they had everything, you know, organized and stuff. Like, it wasn't the previous year, so I guess it turned out very well. There were 19 medical emergencies. But according to Ricky, he had a surprise guest.
And one request I have is someone send me the footage of the gentleman parachuting out of the plane that landed in the backyard during the car show. He had a huge smile on his face, and I said, please, 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 don't press charges. Now, if anybody jump the gate in the future, I'ma do you dirty. But if you parachute, just let me know what time you're jumping.
My thing is, by the time you've paid to do all of that, you can just bought a ticket.
Yeah, right? But he also wouldn't have gotten acknowledged if he just bought a ticket.
Well, you know, of course. I mean? Everybody has to have that these days, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, shout out to the financial literacy that's going on down there.
Yeah, if you missed it in a previous clip, he was saying how much financial literacy it was going to bring to the city. I'm like, that's not what you meant. But okay.
You're boosting the local economy,
I love Rick,
Ross.
Anyway. Well, Detroit's own baby girl, Aaliyah, you know, she passed away almost, I can't believe, 22 years
it's
ago now?
Nuts when you think about it.
Yeah. ABC News is going to explore her life in an upcoming one-hour special.
Oh, nice.
It's called Superstar Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. So they're going to cover a rise from, you know, her teens to her success as a musician. And no doubt they're going to cover, you know, her underage marriage to R. Kelly.
They can't tell the story without that.
Yeah. And then Dame Dash, who was her boyfriend at the time, apparently, you know, when she passed, he's going to be included. Will.i.am and Tune Up. From our sister station next door.
Yeah.
He's going to be in it as well, along with other people. So that airs next Wednesday, the 14th at 10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
On ABC.
I didn't realize it was happening so soon.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I will check that out.
Yes, me too.
I'm Shane Renee. That's your Scoop.
Hello?
Better watch out before you answer the phone.
Clarissa Jenkins might be on the other end.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell your problem is right now.
Time for another phone check.
On 105.1 The Bounce.
Locksmith?
Son of a...
Hello?
Yes, I was wondering if I could get someone to come give me a little helping hand.
Okay, what did you need done, ma'am?
I need someone to help me get out of my car.
You're locked in your car?
I locked myself in the trunk.
You're locked inside your trunk?
I'm trying to kick my way out right now, donkey style, because I'm on my elbows and on my knees.
How did you get inside the trunk, ma'am?
I'm supposed to be losing weight right now. I'm at the Dairy Queen. And my family would be pissed if they saw me. And I walk outside with a blizzard, and they drove by in a car. So I got scared.
Okay, but how did you get inside the trunk, ma'am?
I opened it and jumped in and closed it.
Okay, ma'am, so you're locked out inside a trunk at a Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, can I ask you, what kind of car is it?
It's a Volkswagen Bug.
Ma'am, what year?
87. Come on, Herbie.
Miss?
Yes.
Do you
I'm sorry.
Know
I'm hard, it's hard for me to communicate right now because I had Chipotle about a half hour ago, and I got a heater bubbling in my gut, you understand?
Yes, I understand, ma'am. But I'm trying to find your location. Okay, ma'am. Can I have your first name?
Claire Rufa.
Claire Rufa?
Claire Rufa.
Okay, Claire.
I hear people laughing. It's not funny.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can I please ask you to stay by your phone? My technician's going to give you a call back, okay?
Can I get Jesus and the power of Jesus made to help me? I think things will be better.
Okay, ma'am.
Do you believe in the power of Jesus?
Yes, ma'am. Somebody's going to be on the way to you. I just need you to stay by your phone.
I got a split banana surprise on the top of my car right now. It's probably melting. Son of a bunion.
Boom! You just been phone checked. Phone checks are better when you know the person on the other end.
Yeah, tell us who you want to phone check next at 1051thebounce.com.
We're getting ready to hit you with 105 minutes of non-stop throwbacks for your ride to work. It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Shannon is back.
Hey, I'm back as a married woman.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. It feels good to say husband out loud. I made sure I said that a few times.
Did you?
Yeah.
You want to say it a couple more?
Husband.
There you go. One more?
Husband.
There you go.
Husband.
So you were worried about a lot of things leading up to the wedding.
Yeah. You know, the photographer canceled. Mm-hmm. The chapel was under construction. Mm-hmm. But that really did not match anything that happened the day. It was the days leading up to my wedding.
Yeah. It was other things.
Yeah. It started out with someone stealing my stuff. Mm-hmm. And it ended with a wildfire evacuation.
Oh, okay, well, let's talk about it all.
Yeah, and everything that happened in between. We'll do that coming up at 7:20.
It's me and Gene and Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. Just kicked off 105 minutes of nonstop throwback. Shannon is back from her wedding.
Feels good
to
sit down.
That was like a sigh of relief.
It was a sigh of relief that it is over. I can no longer use this as an excuse of being so incredibly busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to find something else.
Of course, kidding. I mean, you'll find something else because you still have to, you know, like fix your house.
Right. There's always something.
Yeah. So before the wedding, your photographer canceled on you.
Yeah.
Your wedding venue looked like a disaster.
A construction site. Yeah.
And then the week of the wedding showed up and other things started happening.
Oh, geez. Okay. So, I had to rent a cargo van to take all the decorations and stuff up because I was doing all of that myself. Mm-hmm. And our RV is at the shop. And that's what I was planning on hauling it with. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I rent this car. And it's parked out in front of the house. Uh-huh. And I'm packing everything up for the wedding in it. And we're going camping for a couple days after and everything, too. So I drag all that stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I go back in the house, and I just happen to look out the window, mm-hmm. and I see some guy going through my stuff.
Oh, what?
Yes. So I go out there. I'm like, excuse me, that is not trash. He was clearly a garbage picker. It was garbage day. It wasn't anywhere near where our garbage is at. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you don't see a door open on this cargo van?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's not trash.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying that, I say, where's the wagon full of stuff? Someone else had come by when I was in the house and took all of our stuff that was on the curb.
Wow.
I'm talking like a $900 tent.
Oh, no.
Expensive sleeping bags. Uh-huh. All of this stuff, mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff. So now I'm like in panic mode because mm-hmm. I was supposed to leave at that time to go up north mm-hmm. for the wedding.
Yeah.
And obviously this completely set me back. So like we called the cops to make a police report. Mm-hmm. And of course they went to like some picker's house. He didn't have it. Like they literally went and searched his house.
They knew a guy.
Well, they knew a guy. Uh-huh. And as they're sitting there, another picker drove by. So they went like look through his truck. They didn't find it. So they haven't found my stuff yet.
Wow.
But that was really stressful and put me behind. And let me shout out to Nina at Party Dreams Rochester, mm-hmm. who I rented the decor through because I was supposed to be there at one time to pick up everything. I had to change it like 3 or 4 times, and she was super flexible. So. Yeah. Shout out to her, but that's not all that happened.
That's not all that happened. We're going to find out what else happened in 7 minutes. We got you. Shannon will spill all the tea.
That's the morning bounce.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. So just to recap, Shannon got married over the weekend, and somebody stole her stuff before she could leave to go up north for the wedding.
Yeah, we were packing the car up with all of our camping stuff because we were camping, you know, the day after, along with all of the wedding stuff.
Yes.
Luckily, they didn't get my dress.
Well, that's good.
But I went in the house to get my daughter, came back out, and realized my stuff was gone.
Yeah.
So it started with that.
Yes, and then what happened next, Shannon?
So we had the ceremony over at the park about noon.
Uh-huh.
Everyone went back to the reception around 1 o'clock. We stayed behind. We took some pictures. Mm-hmm. We got there about 2 o'clock. About 3 o'clock, we started noticing, like, why are all these planes flying overhead?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, let me just Google Grayling Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a fire 5 miles.
Oh.
A wildfire 5 miles from our reception area.
Uh-huh.
Well, about 2 hours into the reception, all of a sudden, the music cuts out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what is going on? The wildfires.
Uh-huh.
Took out all the power. Next thing you know, the streets full of people evacuating the area.
Uh-huh.
You know, we rented these cabins all weekend long for our family to stay in.
Yeah.
And there was no power. So all I could think about was this decor that I rented mm-hmm. and how fast I need to get it out of there because uh-huh. everything's about to go ablaze.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being where we didn't get evacuated from the cabins, but all of our family had to stay in them without electricity.
Crazy. Yeah.
So one of our guests, my now husband, can I say that? Husband. His sister was driving home because she was staying in one of the cabins and she just wanted to get home at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She hit a deer on the way home.
Oh,
and she has an expensive car.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, come on. This has to, like, end.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, can we just be happy?
Can we just be happy? Like, it started with a robbery. Uh-huh. It ends with a wildfire evacuation. And somewhere in between, I got married.
Somewhere in between, yeah.
And at least got to eat the food and cut the cake.
That was going to be my next question, was did you get to eat at least?
Yeah, but at least it was nice. You know, after we got a couple days, we had a campsite right on the water of Lake Michigan. So we got some chance to, like, you know, debrief from everything and calm down. But it was definitely a crazy weekend.
Yeah, so So besides the fact that your stuff got stolen and everyone got evacuated and you lost power, did you have a good time?
I had a fantastic time. Okay. It was so nice to be with all of my family.
Yeah.
You know, I was worried because that's our thing, the outdoor stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So his family, like there's some people that had never kayaked before. Mm-hmm. They got out there. They absolutely loved it. It was nice, relaxing time.
Yeah.
Other than the other,
yeah.
you know, hurry up and take everything down before it burns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So by that point, too, I had been drinking. I had been drinking. So I was kind of thankful that it happened in the middle of the reception because everyone was still there to help break everything down so quickly. Because I was having a hard time already being buzzed.
Sheesh.
But, you know,
well, there you go.
It's the Morning Bounce.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. Shannon's finally back.
Yes.
The queen is back.
I had an exciting weekend. You know, I did a little thing, got married.
Yeah, I know. No big deal.
No big deal.
But yeah, if you miss it, Shannon got stuff stolen from her, and then the wildfires, like, cut all the power to her wedding.
Just had to cut the reception completely short.
And then her sister-in-law hit a deer with her car.
On the way home.
A very expensive car at that.
I know, right?
But you're married, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you were gone this weekend, too.
I was. I actually had a wedding to go to down in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And these, like, short weekend trips are starting to kill me because it's like you're trying to do so much and you're trying to see so many people that it's just like, bam, 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 bam. And then it's time to go home. And my buddy's dad from Knoxville was on my flight here.
Right.
So I'm sitting at the gate. I go through security. We had the wedding, we had the reception, and then the after party was at the club who the guy was getting married runs.
Oh, okay.
So the after party ends, and we went to my old roommate's, you know, new house that he lives in, and it's now like, you know, 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. My flight's at like 7, so it's like, I might as well just not sleep.
Right.
So I go to my other buddy's house, we get all my stuff together, and then I catch an Uber to the airport. I fall asleep at the gate, and the gate agent wakes me up. She goes, sir, are you going to Detroit? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, you should, you know, you got to get on the plane. Like every single person was already boarded the plane and I was just sitting there sleeping. So as I'm getting on the plane, my buddy's dad is on my flight. So I like said hi to him and then I go sit down. I slept the entire flight and then I get off the plane and he's waiting for me. We're walking through the airport and he says something. I go to speak and my voice is just gone.
Oh.
It's like, whoa.
Is that how you texted me that you ran into, like, randomly? Or did you run into a student or something?
I ran into one of my students.
Yeah.
One of my old students in a bar, actually, in Knoxville. And I substitute taught in Orlando. So it's so random.
So someone from Florida you ran into in Knoxville.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Somebody that I used to teach at a bar.
Right.
So I was like, hey, whatever that guy wants, get him in at the bar. But yeah, I couldn't speak. I came home and I basically slept all day Monday. I was in here by myself yesterday, like half asleep.
Oh, no.
I went home and I slept some more and I'm finally starting to feel normal. My voice still doesn't sound right, but that's okay. That's okay. Shannon is married. If you want to show her some love, you can give us a call or you can shoot us a text.
248-544-1051.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee still rolling with 105 minutes of nonstop throwbacks for your ride to work. Don Toliver is coming to the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it goes down June 23rd. Mm-hmm. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, song After Party, that's my jam. I like that song a lot. And then he's got some songs with Justin Bieber as well. They seem to be, like, you know, cool.
That's awesome. We'll have your chance to score those tickets coming up with Ken. You finish the lyric at 8:20.
Don Toliver is coming to the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater in a couple of weeks here, and we want you to go.
Yeah, it's Friday, June 23rd, and we've got your tickets with Can You Finish the Lyric? Super easy. If you've never played before, we're just going to play a song where we leave off. You just have to pick it up. If you do, you will score these tickets.
And it is so easy that I'm going to show you how it's done. Shannon, what you got for me today?
I heard this over the weekend.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to have him do this one because right, I like right. it. Bring him it? Out.
Ooh, let's go.
Here we go.
Here we go. See a ball of money stacked out the shack now. See a push a button to let the roof on the leg down. I'm on the road doing shows, put my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chattown. I got the crowd yelling.
Bring him out, bring him out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring him out, bring him out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring him out, bring him out.
Front to back, they're yelling.
Bring him out, bring him out.
Hey.
I love it. I love that song.
Needed that this morning.
Detroit, do you think you can finish the lyrics to What's Your Fantasy? I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. While you stash them, I let them free. And they tell me what's their fantasy. Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. I know you got this, Detroit. If you want to be at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater for Don Tolliver, looking for caller 10 right now, 248-544-1051.
All right, let's find out who is going to see Don Tolliver.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Takara.
Hey, Takara.
I like that energy you got this morning, girl. Bring it.
Yes.
Bring it.
Oh, my God. Okay, what part were we on?
You're calling 10. You think you can finish the lyrics to this What's Your Fantasy, girl, Ludacris?
Yeah.
All right, just pick it up where we leave off. Here we go. I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. While you stash them, I let them free. And they tell me what they fantasy.
Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, they make so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta, no, but what's your fantasy?
All right, let's see how you did, girl. I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. While you stash them, I let them free. And they tell me what's their fantasy. Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Hey! I love you. But you brought it some energy this morning.
I needed
that.
Oh my God.
Congratulations, girl. You just scored a pair of tickets to see Don Tolliver at Michigan Lottery Amphitheater on Friday, June 23rd. For tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I just got to go on the website.
The only thing I need you to do is let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning, girl.
I'm bouncing with 105.1.
Hey, I need you to do me a favor, especially if you have somebody at work that you don't really like. Turn us on when you get there. You can spend some time with us instead of having to deal with them. 105onthebounce.com, the 105 on the Bounce app. There's many ways for you to listen to us and tune out that person that you can't stand. I know that Shannon is really, 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 really excited about this.
Listen, The Price is Right Live is coming to the Fox Theater on October 18th, and that's right by my birthday.
Mm-hmm, that means Shannon Renee, come on down.
Do people still dress up?
I don't know. I haven't watched The Price is Right in a really long time.
I know, it's during the day, so.
I know, but I'm not doing anything during the day.
Oh, you know, turn it on no and reason. Let me know.
Okay, boss. We're gonna hook you up with a pair of tickets to go check out The Price is Right Live. We're going to play a little game called Which One of Us.
I love it. We're going to do that right coming up 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's Morning Bounce.
Come on down.
I love it.
Tamin Gene and Shannon Renee on 105 on the Bounce. The Price is Right Live is coming to the Fox Theater.
Yeah, this music band is getting me hyped.
Right. You're going to go home and watch it, huh?
It's my birthday. I'll dress. Well, this is going to come out wrong. I was going to say my birthday suit.
Oh,
but...
yeah. Probably not a good idea.
Probably not.
I don't think they'll pick you. But. If you want to go see The Price is Right Live at the Fox Theater and hopefully win some money, some prizes, we're playing a little game called Which One of Us. Hopefully you know us well from listening to us because that's how you're going to win this prize, right?
Yeah, it's super. I mean, it's kind of easy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can at least guess it's one of us.
You have a 50% chance. Exactly. We're going to read out three statements and you have to decide which one of us is most likely to have that thing happen to them. So, for example, which one of us is most likely to have all their stuff stolen right before they go get married?
That would be me.
Yeah, because it literally just happened last week.
It did at my wedding.
So the first person that can answer two out of three will get hooked up with two tickets to The Price is Right Live. Give us a call and then make it happen.
248-544-1051. Good luck.
Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. let's find out who's going to the Price is Right Live.
Do you think they'll carry like a 105.1 The Bounce banner down to stage with them?
Ooh, that'd be dope. Tiffany, you understand how the game works, right?
Yes, I'm supposed to guess which one it would be.
Yeah, we're gonna read three statements. You tell us which one of us is most likely to do that thing. If you get two out of three, you are going to the Price is Right Live. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Which one of us is most likely to take things too literally?
I'm gonna say Shannon Renee.
Oh, it's not true yet. I'm surprisingly gullible. People tell me things, and I just, for some reason, you know, sometimes your brain just doesn't process things, and I'm just like, wait, what? So, yeah, I'm definitely the literal type.
All right. Here's your second question. Who is most likely to be caught doing something embarrassing on a Ring camera?
I want to say both, but I'm going to say Shannon.
That is correct.
You can either catch me dancing. Or you can catch me tripping and falling on my face.
That's totally me. I'm the second one. I will totally trip.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the last question. Who is most likely to laugh at hearing the number 69?
I'm going to say Maisie.
You would have gotten it right either way because we're both immature as hell.
Did you hear me laughing when I was just saying the word?
Right?
Yes, I should have said Shannon.
Well, congratulations. You just scored a pair of tickets to The Price is Right Live at the Fox Theater on Wednesday, October 18th. For tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Yay! Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You are very welcome. We're excited for you. Hopefully you get to come on down.
Yes!
All right, Tiffany, go ahead and let everybody know who you bounced with this morning, girl.
105.1 The Bounce.
It's me, Gene, and Shannon Renee on 105.1 The Bounce. Shannon.
Yeah.
Your first day as a married woman, your first day back from getting married in the books.
I know. I love saying husband.
Hey, say it again.
Husband,
one
husband.
More time.
Husband, husband, husband. It was definitely a great weekend, despite all of the challenges. We did, you know, start off with a robbery and end with a wildfire evacuation. However, in between the ceremony and part of the reception that we didn't have to cut short.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I get to spend time with my family,
including
my daughter, Madison, who turns 22 today.
Hey.
So happy birthday to her.
Yes, happy birthday, Madison.
Also, a belated birthday to my husband.
Husband. Say it one more time.
Husband. Hey. His birthday was the same day that we got married.
Oh, nice. So he'll never
forget
your anniversary.
I did that on purpose. Right. Exactly for that reason.
That's amazing.
No, but there was like four different birthdays over the weekend. So we surprised them with little cakes and stuff, at the barbecue that we had before the wedding. Mm-hmm. So it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is dope. Speaking of people that might have some feelings going on, I got to give a shout out to Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
She's listening to us on the job right now. She called in to, conggratulate Shannon and say some really nice things, which was really cool.
Yeah, she works at a local auto shop here in the city. So
yes, big shout out to Jennifer. So we got a phone call.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
from Yolanda.
Yolanda, what's up, girl?
I'm in Detroit for just one day.
Okay.
One day, and I want to give flowers to a man that I met 40 years ago in the military.
Okay.
And I pray that he's still alive to tell him that I never forgot him, and I think that he is a great guy, and I hope he had a great life.
Do you know his name? Do you remember his name?
Of course I do. His name is Antonio Baskin, and he was an electrician in the military, in the Navy, in Gulfport, Mississippi in 1982. That's when we met, and he was an outstanding gentleman. His parents raised him right.
Well, I mean, Yolanda, what happened then? Like, why were you separated forever?
He went to Italy, and I went to Michigan, and we lived our lives. He was moving on, and I was moving on, but I just want to tell him I never forgot him. I'm only going to be here for the next 24 hours. And whoever is out there listening, I hope that they hear this and tell him, Yolanda left you flowers, and I want to say thank you. It's a great memory.
Yeah, that's great. That's wild that Yolanda's been thinking about this man for 40 years.
I know, right? I mean, it was my wedding weekend this past weekend, so here's to love.
Hey.
Wait, are we even certain that's what it is?
I mean, it might not be. She's like, I'm only here for 24 hours, so who knows?
You know.
And if anybody knows Antonio, we got her phone number, So
yeah, give us a call or shoot us a text.
If he needs it,
hit us up at 248-544-1051.
Babs is up next. Spend some time with her and meet us back here tomorrow morning.
It's Morning Bow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.